NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the rocket that hit the border village Przeswodo in Poland, killing two people, was probably a Ukrainian air defense missile. After an emergency NATO meeting, he told reporters in Brussels, Belgium, there was no evidence that Tuesday's incident amounted to an intentional attack by Russia.
An investigation into this incident is ongoing, and we need to await its outcome. But we have no indication that this was the result of a deliberate attack. And we have no indication that Russia is preparing offensive military actions against NATO.
However, Stoltenberg stressed that the missile strike was linked to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile fired to defend Ukrainian territory against Russian cruise missile attacks. But let me be clear. This is not Ukraine's fault. Russia bears ultimate responsibility as it continues its illegal war against Ukraine.
His words reflected remarks made by Poland's President Andrzej Duda and US President Joe Biden and were likely to ease global concern that the war in Ukraine could spill across the border. The United States even earned rare praise from Russia, with a Kremlin spokesman describing its reaction as restrained and professional. Yet Kiev cautioned that Russia has turned the eastern part of the European continent into an unpredictable battlefield. Inside Ukraine, the human suffering continues, with officials saying that some 100 Russian missiles fired since Tuesday caused more death and destruction. Russia rained the missiles on cities across Ukraine, including here in the capital Kiev, where flats were burning and at least one person reportedly died. The attacks followed Russia's humiliating withdrawal from the strategic Ukrainian city of Kherson. Pope Francis on Wednesday condemned the latest wave of missile strikes on Ukraine. He called for a ceasefire to avert the risk of further escalation of the war, which is believed to have killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.